Hi, my name is Joanna Weeks, and I am here with Kiana, and we are going to talk about the death penalty today.
Great. Let's get started. Do you think we need to keep the death penalty for terrorists?
So I know the average person would say that keeping the death penalty for a terrorist would be ideal, since they are a threat to society. But in my opinion, I think that we shouldn't. We shouldn't have the death penalty for anyone, no matter how serious the crime, simply because we are all human. And I feel like sometimes our justice system tends to play God in certain situations. Like, we didn't give life, so why can't we take it away? And at the end of the day, it's all about the laws of life. We live to die, and yes, I understand that, but it's still almost like taking away one of your most basic human rights, just the right to live. And I'd rather someone live and die in prison than get their life taken away. Imagine how, let's say, a 25-year-old gets, you know, probably charged as a terrorist for being, you know, an activist or whatever, being a threat to the American government, which is considered a terrorist. But then this 25-year-old is put up against the death penalty, like a lot of African Americans are these days.
Yeah.
It's about like 75% to 85% of... It's between 75 to 85% in 2017. I don't know what it is now.
Whoa.
That African Americans are the first ones to get put up on death penalty.
Yep.
Even for small felonies like fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a portion of counties that take death penalty serious? To my knowledge, the people who took, well, the counties, or the, let's say, the towns, cities, or states that took the death penalty more seriously were located in the southern and mid area of the U.S.
Thank you, Joanna, for that response. So, my next question is, do you think capital punishment goes against religion?
Now, in my opinion, capital punishment doesn't necessarily go against religion, but I definitely can see why people would be offended by capital punishment, especially when they are religious. Now, moving on to the next question, we have here, what are ways that we think that it is better to help families of murder victims? Well, helping families of murder victims could be something as simple as helping with funeral arrangements, you know, having a GoFundMe account or something. Or let's say if the family member who passed away left behind a very large debt, helping pardon those debts so that the family doesn't have to carry the burden of their family member who just passed away, allowing people to grieve. Because a lot of times you don't allow people to grieve. Let them go through the motions and feel what they have to feel. And let them heal on their own time. Sometimes families of murder victims, you know, they have jobs they have to go back to. And there's nothing in any system that I know of or in any job force that says, okay, you have the loss of a loved one. Okay, they're going to give you some time off to deal with funeral arrangements, maybe. Or to deal with your family and go to the funeral. But then after that, what happens? You know, it's come right back to work. You're going to have leave without pay. And I just feel like a lot of places in the world are not very supportive of people who lose someone in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And to move on to the last question that we have here, is do you support or oppose the death penalty? Well, I completely oppose it. As for the reasons I stated before, It is not our right as humans to play God in a situation determining whether who lives or who dies. And it's just a right that we should not be taking away from anyone, no matter how serious the crime. I'd rather have someone die in jail, live in jail for the rest of their life, and for, you know, prison or whatever, than to execute them and take away their life because we didn't give it to them in the first place. Well, that is all for me.
Thank you, Joanna. It was a pleasure sitting with you and discussing death penalty and respecting and giving your feedback to me and the rest listeners on our podcast for today. So tune in next time to Joanna Weeks and Kiana Jacobs podcast. Thank you for listening.